I'm sitting with Mark Schiefelbein, the Vice President of Product Development at Backbase. And I just wanted to ask you about Java developers, when they're developing Ajax, what's sort of the challenge? How should they think about going about doing that?
Yeah. Hi, Bill. Thanks for asking these questions to me. Java developers are really looking for technology that helps them to easily build more rich, more interactive web-based interfaces for their Java applications. The traditional JavaScript approach is something that they find very hard. Requires a lot of tooling around, a lot of hard work to solve browser inconsistencies. So what we've done at Backbase is we've built an Ajax platform that makes development of Ajax interfaces very easy for Java developers. What we've done is we've extended the HTML vocabulary, because we believe that there's a huge community of skilled HTML developers out there. We want to leverage those skills. However, there's a big market demand for Ajax-style applications because they're much richer and much more interactive. So, we think our objective is to make it possible for many developers to build Ajax-style interfaces. So what we've done is we've stayed very closely to the existing HTML-based development approach and just extended the vocabulary that's available for these developers by adding additional tags and attributes that allow a developer to build much richer and much more interactive interfaces.
Okay, so how does that work? Do I write JavaScript, for example, if I'm using what do I produce on the server?
Our objective is to hide JavaScript entirely from the developer. So what you will be doing as the interface developer is you'll be writing a tag-based declaration of your interface. Technically, the way we've solved this is by using the new JSF standard, Java Server Faces, the successor of JSP, which we think is a very powerful technology because JSP was very much tied into HTML. So it limits you very much as to how rich your interface can be because of the limitation of HTML on the client. JSF is a much more open framework. It's been designed to work with any type of interface technology on the client side. I think the main thinking behind it was mobile devices when this kind of came up. But an Ajax engine is a perfect application of applying JSF technology. So now the great thing for the Java developer is that you can just write the same JSF tags that you already know how to write, and the Backbase Ajax for Java edition takes care of rendering this as a rich and very interactive web interface.
Okay, so we were just curious about do you have an opinion on to what extent Ajax will be used for web as for a page as application versus just kind of Ajaxifying adding little usability niceties to existing kind of web pages.
That's actually a question that a lot of our customers ask me, and Ajax is still a fairly new wave, let's say, although the technologies themselves, the standards, are extremely proven. But companies are trying to find ways, to kind of get started with Ajax. So we kind of, I would say, see both. On the one hand, we see projects starting initially in what I would call Ajaxifying an existing web interface. So, companies just want to improve their interface, kind of where it hurts most, without kind of having to redo their entire architecture. But I also very clearly see a lot of big companies, in the e-commerce, travel, finance, those kind of, sectors, really thinking about maybe 6-12 months from now, what is my web interface strategy going to look like? And, quite frankly, end users these days are demanding a much easier to use interface. So these companies know that they'll have to do something. And I think actually because that is really the big driver of Ajax. I mean, that is why company like it, it's very much within the existing web application framework, but it brings you at the same time this richness. So it's kind of a best of both worlds kind of scenario, I would say. You don't have to throw away all the investment that you've made. Everybody likes the web model. Developers do, end users do. Now let's just stay within that model and make it richer and more interactive.
And just briefly, why do you think Swing why don't people download Swing applications instead? Because
it's an interesting question. I get asked this question quite frequently about Swing, but also about Flash, for example. So you know, there's other technologies that can be used to provide indeed rich and interactive interfaces. I think the answer to that question is very much in the end user experience. You know, end users have been working with web applications for 3, 5, 7, maybe 10 years, and they've grown very accustomed to what I would call, you know, the interaction style of the web, and they very much like this. You know, they know how it works. It's, you know, there's a common, you know, style, a common interaction patterns that people are just used to. Now, when you go into something like Swing or Flash, all of a sudden there's like, you know, small subtle differences. You know, for example, with a Swing application, it kind of needs to load. You might get some kind of Java logo popping up. You know, you might get some, you know, little freeze of your screen. Or with Flash, all of a sudden, you know, the mouse looks a little bit different. You know, you get this kind of funny hand. So, you know, to me, really, the answer to that question lies in the end user experience. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, say, well, it's about Java virtual machines on the client that need to be installed and version conflicts or the Flash player not being available. Well, these problems, I think, they're solvable, and we're getting there pretty quickly. So, but we have to find a way to ease end users into, you know, desktop-like applications in the web browser. And to me, Ajax is the way to go, because it's as rich as a desktop application, but it feels like a web application.
Okay, thank you very much.